Shalom, today's daf yomi is Kiddushin daf. I'm in Kiddushin 30, so today's daf yomi, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, I'm 30a, kol melamed es ben bino Torah, whoever teaches his grandson Torah, ma'al avakosav ki'ilu kibla me'ar Sinai. It says, though we received the Torah from Mount Sinai, as it says, v'odatan levanecha v'levnei vanecha. It says, you shall teach your sons and your grandchildren the Torah v'samachwe yom asher amalato v'nei Hashem olkecha b'choref. And like the day that you stood before Hashem b'choref. And this pasuk is teaching us that when you teach your grandchildren Torah, it's as though it's as great as the day that you stood before Hashem on Mount Sinai. The Marshal gives a different explanation. He says, no, this is a reference to the grandchildren of the generation of the wilderness. The grandchildren weren't at Mount Sinai, but they're able to hear the Torah from their grandparents who are at Mount Sinai, and therefore it's going to be considered like they themselves are Mount Sinai. The Gemara tells us a powerful story about the power of teaching Torah to children. Reb Chiya bar Abba Ashkei Reb Shub ben Levi Dishadi Disna Reisha. He said Reb Shub ben Levi was just dressed improperly, running around with something inappropriate on his head, something schlocky. And he was bringing his children to the school. So Reb Chiya bar Abba said, my kuliai, what are you doing? He says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Mizutar ma'idachsev odatam v'necha v'samacha yom asher amadatal v'nei Hashem olkecha b'choref. You think it's insignificant? And it says, you shall teach your children. It's as though the day you stood before Hashem at Chorev on Mount Sinai. You mean to say, when I bring my children to school, it's as though I'm teaching them the Torah from Sinai. So therefore, this is not an insignificant thing for me to bring my children to school. So you think I'm going to worry about what I look like? I'm going to take my children to the school. From that point on, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba will tell him, umtsa, the makri l'yinuka. From that point on, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba did not taste anything until he taught his children. We see from here that the opportunity to take your child to school is such an incredible thing to take your child to study Torah. What an incredible, incredible merit.